Referees are coming together at 50-yard line, having their final group meeting. Our good friend Scott Lewick checking in from Aruba. He said just got off a 60-foot catamaran, a three-hour tour. So good for you. And we're glad you're having a good time this week.
Glad you didn't find Gilligan's Island, too, a three-hour tour.
or the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, luckily, Bermuda was pretty far away from Aruba. All right, we got some Pump Up the Jams straight out the 90s. We're ready. Let's do this.
Whittemore Prescott going to kick it away to Alcona. See who that is putting it on the tee here for Whittemore. Getting you ready.
Looks like
Branson Belleville will be doing the kicking chores for Whittemore Prescott. Two receivers sent back there deep for Alcona. And it looks like
number 12, Branson Belleville, the kickoff for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Garrett
Summers, the quarterback, is back deep for it. And a little pooch kick over the middle of the front row that's touched and recovered by the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals to start. And Alcona just seemed off guard there. They weren't ready for that kickoff. He kicked it over the front line. One of the Cardinals ran down, recovered it, and just like that, an onside kick goes good. And it'll be Whittemore Prescott, first and 10, the 35-yard line.
It was a really interesting kick because it wasn't a squib kick. It wasn't an onside kick. It was like a little pop kick, I guess, to the right, and it kind of landed in no man's zone, and there was no one that was in the area for Alcona, and just Whittemore wanted it more.
Yeah, they did. So Sammy Viner will bring him to the line in shotgun. No wideouts. Viner takes the snap, heads right up the middle, picks up about six on first down. And, again, you're going to see Whittemore Prescott run the ball continually during this game, Brian.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to see exactly what we just saw. It's going to be runs. It's going to be misdirection. And they're just going to try to get you fooled and get the guy past you on the ground. They're not going to pass very much, if at all. They won 68 points without passing last week. So we'll see how they do this week. But exactly what we thought to start this game, and nice little second down.
Viner splits out to the right-hand side this time. Two backs in the backfield behind center. Snap comes to Viner. He hands that one off to number seven, Dylan Parent. Parent cuts the corner and is brought down just shy, I think, of first down yardage.
Yep, looks about a yard short. Nice little play there. And so instead of giving it to the running back, I gave it to Parent there. A little misdirection. But third and very manageable. Definitely fourth down territory.
So third and one, 10:49 left in the first quarter. Glad you're joining us this evening for Friday Night Football. Absolutely. They come to the line again, Perrin in the backfield. Viner in shotgun. No wideouts at all. Viner takes a snap, keeps it himself, goes right up the middle. Plenty of yardage for the first down. That'll move the sticks and also get the ball down almost to the 20-yard line, bringing up first and 10.
Yep, just a nice little trench versus trench there. Good push by the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Got that first down. Nothing flashy about it, just good old-fashioned football. Just trenches.
And again, Whittemore can put some points on the board, Alcona's going to have to, it's a long game. We're still in the first quarter, real early first drive of the game. But, Alcona has to take this game seriously if they want to win it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Viner in the backfield again. He's got Parent back there with him. No wideouts. Snap comes to Viner. Rolls right with Parent blocking. Gets to the corner and good pursuit that time. Big number 53 that time from Alcona in on the tackle, and that's Logan Zukowski. And you'll hear his name on defense quite a bit tonight, Brian.
Yep. Also, Evan Borswold, number 24, was there on the tackle. But that was good contain there. The edge didn't fake it. It rolled out. It didn't get blown out by the blocks. Nice tackle there. A minimal gain of three, but honestly, three yards on first down isn't horrible. That's actually a half-decent run there on first down.
Yeah, puts him in good position. Second and seven here, 9:33 in the clock moving. This game will fly by with all the running in it as well.
Yes, sir.
In the backfield, the two Parent this time takes a snap, goes to his right. He's got room on the edge, but good tackle in there by the whole right-hand side, basically, of the Alcona line. Number 66 in on the tackle. Flag on the play, though. The official's heading over this way to give us the call on that.
It is a hold. Most likely on the offense.
Yeah, holding on Whittemore Prescott. So that'll back him up, and we'll play second down again. And it's going to bring up a little bit more of a challenge for him here. Second and around, it's a spot foul, so second and around 17 now.
Yeah, and that's the one thing you don't want, especially when you're on the run, you know, when you're running offense. The holding penalty will completely destroy your momentum. So you go from third and seven to second and 17, and now you have to gain a lot of yards just to even make it a fourth down and manageable. And without a passing game, that can be hard sometimes. And so far, Elkhona has stopped them on the edges on these run plays. Excuse me.
They got some wideouts in it on this time. Eli Murphy split out to one side. Dylan Broughton to the other in the backfield. The two quarterback set again, Parent and Viner. Ball comes this way. Good pursuit, Broughton. And he's tackled in the backfield again for another loss. So it's going to bring up third and 17 here. And now the Whittemore Prescott team in a little bit of trouble here in the Tiger zone.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what I was saying. It's going to put you in a very hard situation, and they're going to lose a yard on that play. And great penetration by Evan Borswold. He was in the backfield as soon as they handed the ball off. He didn't get the tackle 5 yards deep, but he was there to put the pressure on him, and then his team came up and finished the play. But now you're third and forever. Eight-man, you don't see special teams. You're probably not thinking field goal. You're probably four down to get the 18 yards. But we'll see what they can get here in the third.
Again, he's got the wideout split outside this time. Branson Belleville down on the close side. Two backs in the backfield, and we got a flag coming out for a delay. Now, that play didn't seem to take any unusual amount of time there, Brian. It was a delay of game. So
Coach has got
his hands up in the air questioning it. Joe Murphy, how was that, you know, a delay?
Yeah, because obviously with high school, we don't have a play clock. We can't follow it down and you know, give you more input. But the referee puts his hand up. That's, what did you say, 10 seconds right?
Right, correct.
Maybe they just had a little longer time getting the play call in. That'd be my guess is what happened after that penalty, or excuse me, after the tackle. But now it's third and 23. So now it's even worse.
Yeah, third and 23, 8 minutes left in the first quarter. Two quarterbacks in the backfield. Viner gets it, hands the ball off in the backfield, stumbles, tries to get to the edge. Good pursuit again by the Tigers, and that'll bring up fourth down as he gets the ball back just inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. And it's going to be fourth and at least 17 or 18 yards. So we'll see what Joe Murphy has in his bag of tricks here for the Cardinals on fourth down and long.
The refs were signaling something, but I'm not familiar with what that is. But anyway, yeah, exactly what you're saying. It's fourth and 18. They're going to call it here. Does look like offense. Doesn't look like it's anything different. So, all right, see what they got for an 18-yard play.
Viner and Parent in the backfield. Snap comes to Viner, rolls to his right, looks for a lane to throw in, but he gets sacked, and he'll get sacked 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So not only do the Tigers turn the ball over, but they pick up a little bit of needed field position, and they'll start out first and 10 at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, and that was actually a play. They were trying to do a little play action and get the receiver open on the right side of the field, but he was covered very well, and the pressure was there immediately. So that was a great defensive play by the Tigers.
The Elkhona Tigers fans over there traveled well this week. Bleachers are all full. A bunch of cars with their back ends open over there and all along the fence. They have a nice crowd here. So now we'll go the other way, and the Tigers will see what they can do with the ball. Garrett Summers in shotgun, three wideouts, drops straight back, looks, keeps it, and goes down the left side, wide open, first down and more to the 40, and runs out of bounds all the way into Cardinal territory at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, it was a great play call there. They had the wide receivers on our side of the field. And if it's open, he throws it. It wasn't. He's got the left side of the field open for the run there, and great play development and great decision making by Summers.
So you can see the difference. Elkhona ready to air it out right away.
Yes.
Had three wideouts. Now they go back into the small package with three in the backfield. Summers and two running backs behind him. No wideouts. Handoff, first man through, tackled and met right there on a real nice tackle by number 78, Alex Morgan of the Cardinals. But a two-yard first down play for the Tigers.
Yeah, and that's a good defensive response to that big play. Good containment there, good discipline, good tackle for minimal gain. You'll take that every day on a first-round play for the defense.
They come to the line again. Summers sends three wideouts this time, keeps one man in the backfield with them, short and front line. Summers in shotgun, sends a man in motion. Quick pop pass, caught, off to the side. That's Evan Borswald, who caught that ball and got knocked out of bounds just short of the sticks. And that'll bring up third and real short.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a yard. If it is, yeah, it looks like it's just in front of the marker, so it's probably half a football. So now really, really good third down play here. Really good third down situation for the Tigers. And a good play call. That was almost like a moving screen, kind of. He had the outside receiver blocking up front when he got that pass, and it was a – they're spreading out the defense, and I like that.
Jeremiah Bullis split out as a slot back on the left-hand side. Summers in shotgun, hands it off to the first man through, and he picks up the first down and more as he just does not want to come down. And that's good angry running after first contact on that. And going to pick up a Tigers first down inside the 30-yard line now of the Cardinals.
And you said it. That was just good, angry running. He got contacted. You know, he had the first down before first contact, but he did not go down for about 5-6 yards. They had to drag him, five people to drag him down there. That was a great run there by him.
Summers breaks the huddle again.
And they're staying in the spread offense. They're staying with the three wideouts.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me.
Shotgun, keeps it this time himself, got a lot of room down the right-hand side, down to the 20, the 15, and then finally a nice open field tackle down there by number 7 from Whittemore Prescott. That's Dylan Parent, and Tigers are rolling now at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, and this the formation that they're playing in is it's showing its value. You have the three wideouts. You have one almost always moving before the snap. So you have two wide spreading out them one way, and then the movement is making one guy commit to that side, and it's making eyes go in so many different directions that when he does that bootleg play, there's no one there. You have a guy that's on the edge not looking, and he's right by him in a second. Beautiful play calling.
Summers takes a snap, hands it off to the first man through. He gets it down inside the 10-yard line, and with 6:10 and moving right now on the clock in a scoreless first quarter, the Tigers are officially threatening, Brian.
Yep, they're in the red zone. They're inside the 10 to the, we'll call it the 9, it looks like. But yeah, and the same formation except for they just gave it up the middle of that time. Simple play calling, but it's being efficient here, and I like that. Tigers showing their 6-2 selves today here early on.
Second and 5 now. Man in the backfield's Hayden Johnson with Summers. Ooh. Good pressure that time and thrown down. Flags look like a face mask.
Yeah.
As Dylan Broughton got behind the line of scrimmage right away, but when he reached out, looks like he grabbed a hold of Summers' face mask, and that's going to be a penalty.
Yeah, he got immediately when he got up, he like had his hands in the air like, what? Did you not see that? But two flags thrown, it's almost certainly a face mask here. He went down immediately. Kind of hard to see from up here where, you know, that he grabbed the face mask, but it seems like it was probably the case.
Yeah, face mask. So that'll go at least half the distance to the goal line. They start at the 11. That'll get marched down to at least the 5.5-6 yard line. Yeah, they'll put it at the 6.
And that was a very good defensive play there. Unfortunately, you know, it gives them a first. Oh, it doesn't give them
nope,
a first
down? Second down because it was only half the distance. So they can get a first down, though. Second and about 2 from the 6-yard line. Yeah. 5:35 going into the first quarter right now. Summers in shotgun. Hands it off right up the middle. No, he keeps it on the wideout. And he walks into the end zone without a problem. Garrett Summers picks up the first touchdown of the game. At 5:29 of the first quarter.
Yeah, they're hiding that ball incredibly well. Summers is just faking everyone out with these play action plays. You know, you don't know if he's keeping it. You don't know if he's giving it away. They're going to pass it, and it has been question mark after question mark for those Whittemore Cardinals, and great touchdown by Elcona.
They break the huddle, and it looks like they'll go for the 2, and they will. Summers in shotgun. Nobody back there with him. 4 wideouts. takes the snap, looks into the left corner on a crossing pattern, and that's caught and connected on a really nice crossing play right out front. That's his favorite receiver there. Reichen Wallemeyer got that one. And the two-point conversion is good. So with our score, 8 for the Tigers and 6 and nothing for the Cardinals, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this on 103.3. As we come back live, the Tigers kick off. Nice return picked up by the Cardinals, and they will start out with real good field position at their own 45-yard line. There's a nice touchdown there on a 6-yard run from Garrett Summers, and a 2-point conversion from Jacob Rasinski, and that's where we stand here at 8-0 right now.
Yeah, it was an efficient drive there after the fourth down stop from the Tigers. It's kind of what you expected here from Alcona to start strong here and see what if Whittemore can challenge back.
Sammy Viner, no wideouts, one split back, two men in the backfield. Parents back there with him. Snap goes to Viner, takes it right up the middle. He's got 4, 5, 6 yards before he gets into the secondary, and then gang tackled with Reichen Wallenmeyer leading the way for the Tigers on that, but a nice pickup of 6 yards on first down.
Yeah, and if Whittemore wants to keep themselves in this game, that's what you need to do. You need to keep going forward. I mean, now that's a simple concept, Brian, but that's how it is. Is that negative play for that holding penalty is what killed them on that first drive. They were running down the field, and then they put themselves in a horrible situation. 6 yards on first down every time, you're going to take that every time you want. And if that's what they can do, they can match up, they can eat the clock and keep this game close and see if they can get a win in the end.
Viner now in shotgun. Same set. Parent to his right. Snap comes to Parent this time. Parent takes the ball right up the middle. He's got first down and plenty more. All the way down the sideline to the 34-yard line. Actually, that was Viner, not Parent, that kept that ball. So Viner picks up another huge chunk of yardage on second down and 5, and he'll move the ball all the way down to the 34-yard line of the Alcona Tigers.
Yeah, and that, I mean, and honestly, I think he might have been able to get more, maybe even a touchdown there if he would have cut off to the left. If he got one block on that one guy, it's a foot race, and I don't know if he has a speed outrun everyone else in Alcona, but he would have had a lot of open grass in front of him.
Parent and Viner in the backfield again. No wideouts, one tight end down, split back. Snap comes to Parent this time. He goes up the middle, and he'll have good yardage on first down and get it down inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. And, again, the Cardinals moving the ball well so far. Nothing to show for it yet, though.
Right, and I like this two. It's like, I don't know if it's the right word, but it's interesting, this two quarterback system thing in the back, because it's almost creating misdirection from the start. You don't know who's getting the snap, and in that play, for example, the other quarterback fakes like he went over his head, and it's drawing your eyes away from where it needs to be. It's really ingenious, honestly, from the coaching staff to do this.
Two setbacks in the backfield. Snap comes to Viner. He rolls to his right, gets through the secondary. And once again, Sammy Viner putting up some yards, moving the chains, picking up first downs. And Whittemore Prescott now down in the red zone, just outside the 15 at about the 18-yard line, bring up first down and 10 from the 18.
Yeah, and another thing that it produces is you're basically already having your lead blocker in front of you. Because they're getting the ball, they're immediately in motion, and the other person that doesn't receive the ball is blocking. You know, so you have your offensive lineman already doing what they do, and then the first blocker, or the lead blocker, is already there ready to do it. And if everything works as status quo, it can produce a lot of yards. And so far, this drive, they're running it down.
This would be a big answer for the Cardinals here. 3 minutes we just went under in the first quarter. Snap comes to Parent this time. Ooh. Tries to get to the right-hand side, but he was met in the backfield early by big number 53, Aiden McDonald, and he broke that play up and allowed the rest of the Tigers to get in there and make that tackle, and maybe 1 yard gain on that.
Yeah, that's the one thing, is they got back there incredibly fast, and he actually could have got sacked for 2-3 yards, but he juked him out and got something out of it, obviously, but that's you got to block those. You got to block that big guy up front, Mr. 53. He needs to be blocked if anything's going to happen on offense.
Parent and Viner in the backfield for the Cardinals. Second and 9, 2:12 in the clock running. Snap comes to Viner. He rolls to his right. He's got room on the edge. Gets to the edge. Puts his head down. Gets all the way around the corner, and out of bounds just short of the end zone down there. Looks like it'll be at about the 7-yard line. Real close to moving the chains again here.
Oh, I thought he got the first down.
Yeah, it looks like they might. I'm waiting for the signal, but yep, he did.
Yep, that's definitely. So it's going to be first and goal situation.
Yep, first and goal from about the 4. As like I said, this would be a big answer for the Cardinals here with 2:05 left in the first quarter. Kind of a sparse Cardinals crowd tonight. A little bit of shocked at that. Hopefully they're all home listening to the game on the radio that you and I are broadcasting.
Oh, absolutely.
They come out of the huddle. Viner and Parent in the backfield. You never know which one's going to get the ball snapped
right,
to him.
Yeah, that's the luxury of the system.
This time it goes to Parent. He goes right up the middle driving for it. Good tackle that time by a host of players there from Alcona, led by number 53, Logan Zukowski. And no gain on that, I'm going to say.
Yeah, it didn't look like he went really far, if anything, it's minimal. But like I said, it's 4, 5 yards. You got 2-3 more chances. You know, obviously you're going to play fourth down here, but you get plenty of chances here on second down.
1:35 in the clock running here in our first quarter. Second down and 5 from the Alcona 5-yard line. Viner in the backfield with Parent. Snap comes. Ooh. Quick up the middle again, and he's tackled again right at the line of scrimmage. And that's two plays in a row there that the Tigers were in at. This time it was Owen Borsveld on him, and that's going to bring up 3rd and 5. And as big of a play as this is for the Cardinals, this would be a huge stop for the Tigers.
Yeah, these two plays they ran down the field up to the 4-yard line, and the last two plays have been stuffed considerably. And that's a big boy there, Owen Bournesville. They list him as 6'3", 240. He definitely looks big out there amongst everyone else.
I'd like to see a little misdirection out of the Cardinals here. Yeah. 3rd down and 5.
Maybe we pop pass.
Two men in the backfield again, Parent. Viner, this one comes to Viner, cuts it up the middle. He's got room, and he's into the end zone. And Sammy Viner gets this game, and the Cardinals underway with a touchdown, picking up the first 6 points of the night for the Whittemore Prescott team.
And that was just good blocking. The first two times they got beat in the trenches, the offensive line there did. But great hole opening there, a little zone on the inside, lead block. He doesn't really get touched until he's probably 3 steps from the end zone, but he's got all the momentum he needs. And good touchdown, good response by the Cardinals here after that nice drive by the Tigers. And we're 2 points away from being tied here with 36 seconds left in the first quarter.
Absolutely, that was totally big. 36 seconds left, they'll go for the 2-point. And these are so huge in these 8-man game, the 2-point conversions. We'll see how the Cardinals handle it.
A little different formation.
Snap to Viner, heads up the middle, gets off tackle and keeps digging and moving his feet. I think he got in real close, no signal yet. No signal at all yet. Both the line judges still marching forward, and no signal is made yet.
I mean, and if he did get in, it wasn't the first effort, it wasn't the second effort, it was about the 4th effort, honestly, if he did get in. And it does not appear he did not.
They're saying the 2-point is no good. No signal was made. We'll take a quick break and be right back with a kickoff after this on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, glad you're with us here. Kickoff after that touchdown. Whittemore Prescott tries another little pooch short kick. This time, though, Alcona was ready for it. It was picked up by number 32, Hayden Johnson, and he downed the ball and going to give the Tigers pretty good field possession here with 30 seconds left in our first quarter.
Absolutely. Now, this is a chance for Whittemore's defense to see what they can do here. Obviously, when you 65 points last week, see if they can get a stop.
Garrett Summers takes the snap and shotgun, rolls to his right, throws it downfield wide open and through the hands of an outstretched Jeremiah Bullis, who was wide open and had the whole sideline, Brian.
And the unfortunate thing there by Summers is he could have ran for probably 10, 15 yards. The defender on the edge started paying attention to the receiver. And obviously he wanted to hit the home run. He wanted to do the hero play there. But unfortunately, it was just a little wobbly, a little outstretched him there. But you know what? He'll have other chances and a good play call there, but just a little off key.
That'll bring up 2nd and 10, 24 seconds left in our first quarter. 8-6 our score right now. Tigers on top by 2. Summers in the shotgun. He's got three wideouts and a man in the back. Sends a guy in motion, hands it to him. Gets around the edge and cuts it upfield, and he's going to get enough for the first down on a really great run there by number 21, Jeremiah Bullis. And you've heard me call his name tonight, and I'm sure we'll call it a bunch more. Moves the chains with 13 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Yeah, just a good play call there, good blocking. And it's just an attribution. It attributes to the spread of this offense, and defenses can't cover everything.
And that's going to be the last play of our first quarter. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with the second quarter here on Hits FM 103.3, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson with you. Our first play of the second half has Garrett Summers getting caught in the backfield and tackled on a really nice play by the Whittemore Prescott defense.
Yeah, Dylan Broughton there, he got back there real quick, got him, struggled him down to the ground, and lost about half a yard, actually, there it looks like here.
So it's going to be second and 11 here.
Yeah.
Clock rolling here in our second quarter already, 11:27 till halftime.
Unfortunately, Whittemore's got to do it about two more times. That's the thing. They've done it once, but they got to do it more than once.
Summers in shotgun, takes the ball, drops straight back, got a good pressure up the middle, breaks to the left, is in trouble, throws it downfield, and he just basically threw it away as real good pressure up in his face there from Whittemore Prescott again, and those are the kind of, that's what the Lions got to do when there's four wideouts.
Absolutely. That was great. That was a great play there. Good blitz, a little delayed blitz there. Gets him out of the pocket. And a great play by him to throw it near the receiver, but no one's going to touch it. No one's going to pick it off. You're just going to live on third down and have another down here to play with. Good decision making, but great defense here to start off the second quarter by the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Putting them in a third and long, which I don't believe they've done all. In the first quarter, they didn't have this situation at all. They were always third and short.
1 yard short of midfield for the Cardinals as Summers bring him to the line. In shotgun, man in motions, number 21, Jeremiah Bullis, goes up the middle on a quick hitter. Nice run by the Tigers, and still fighting, still grinding all the way down. That was just a great run by Hayden Johnson right there. All second effort, a lot of yards after contact.
Yeah, and again, you had the misdirection. You had the wide receiver running parallel to the line. Just a simple handoff up the middle. The trench wins Alcona, and he goes 30 yards down the field and just does not go down. He is not going down at all. These Whittemore Prescott Cardinals cannot tackle him on first contact.
They get the ball inside the Cardinal 30 now at the 29. Summers, three wideouts and a man in the backfield, man in motion. Hands the ball, keeps it, cuts around the left edge, wide open down the line. One man to beat, gets down to the four-yard line before finally a couple Cardinals tackle him. Nice open field running by Garrett Summers.
That was what a play there. That was just great blocking up the field by, I didn't see the number, unfortunately, but there was great blocking on the edge there. He just fakes that handoff, and he's quick. He's so quick out of the backfield, Summers is, and could have went to the house there, but good stop there by Whittemore to at least give him a chance to maybe stop him here, but Alcona's running down the field.
First and goal from the four now for the Tigers. 10:17 till halftime. Don't forget to stick around at halftime for this week in MHSAA. We'll have that for you. Always good to listen to that at halftime of the football game.
It's fall playoff time coming up here, so lots of important stuff happening.
Summers with two guys in the backfield gives it to Johnson. Johnson gets hit on a nice open field tackle in the backfield, or just over the line by Eli Murphy there for the Cardinals, and that was a touchdown-saving tackle.
Yeah,
there.
It was, and it was a nice tackle. He squared up against him, and just boom, they contacted, and he kind of fell to the ground, but you got to do it two more times, or three more times, actually.
Picked up about half of it, so it was first and goal from the five. Now we're going to call it the two-and-a-half-yard line. Summers comes in from the sidelines with a play from Jason Summers. And he'll bring him to the line. He sends three wideouts out from the 2.5 yard line. Got one man in the backfield. That's number 32, Hayden Johnson. Man in motion. Snap comes to Summers, delays, rolls to his right, and tackled in the backfield for a loss on a big play by the Cardinals. Getting in the backfield as he goes down at about the 6 yard line. Good defense from the Cardinals there, Brian.
I think that's 80. I'm not 100%. It's hard to see the numbers here. But he shot out of that. Or he got into the backfield there, shot out of a cannon. He was so quick to sack him. That was a great play, and that's going to make this a lot more interesting here, third and long.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick timeout as the Tigers take a timeout. We'll be right back on 103.3 XFM, your power station for sports. I'm Erger, Brian Catfish Johnson, back with you. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors for sponsoring part of tonight's game. Cole Forest Products of Lincoln, Dockside Marine of Glennie, Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, and Coletta Air of Oscoda, Michigan. So here's the situation. Third down and seven now on the seven-yard line, third and goal. And Summers in the backfield with Johnson behind him, man in motion. They give it to the sweeping guy out of the backfield. He's got the corner, and there's a touchdown, but there's a flag on the play as number 21 gets into the end zone. That's Jeremiah Bullis, but this one's going to come back, I think, Brian.
Yeah, there was definitely some black jerseys out there struggling to move. They were holding them hard on that. And now that's going to make it even more interesting because now you're going to have third and 17-ish, depending on the spot, of course. And Whittemore has a chance here to stall this drive out. They have a very good chance to stall this drive out. So we'll see what happens, but that was a great play call. Just unfortunately, they had to hold there to get him in the end zone, and they caught him this time.
Here's our first update on the out-of-town ticker tonight. In the war on the shore, Oscoda draws first blood with a Damon Burroughs 88-yard touchdown. The Owls up 6-0 in that game. Here we are, third down and goal from the 19-yard line.
Oh, wow.
Summers way back now, drops straight back to pass, pop pass across the middle, caught, and a lot of yards after the catch, too, getting it all the way down to the 1-yard line or the 2-yard line, and crazy. Are they going to call it a touchdown?
Yeah,
he was real close.
Touchdown.
They did call it a touchdown?
Yeah.
What a pitch and catch.
Wow.
After getting backed up by good Cardinals defense a couple times, they're going to get into the end zone with 8:39 left here for their second score of the game on a nice pass from Summers.
Yeah, and the word of the day there on that drive was tackling. He should have been tackled, I don't know, 5 yards after the catch, and he went 19.
Two-point conversion attempt. Summers rolls to his right, looks in the end zone, fires a pass into the corner, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. So no two-point conversion. That'll make our score 14-6 in favor of Alcona. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be right back with the kickoff after this on 103.3, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Catfish Johnson, back with you here at Whittemore Prescott Stadium. Tigers kick it off. The return from Dylan Parent comes up to about the 35-yard line, we'll call it, and that's where the Cardinals will take over. They're down one score, still a one-possession game here with 8:36 left till halftime. Cardinals can a touchdown and an extra point, a two-point conversion will get this game tied up, Brian.
Yeah, and note on that kick there, it was another one of those weird pooch kicks, and it was almost muffed, but number seven, he got the ball there. That would be Dylan Parent, but he got hit hard, but he got up.
Parent and Viner in the backfield, no wideouts. Snap goes to Viner, rolls this way down to the edge, gets to the corner and dives ahead for a couple before getting knocked out of bounds. Going to have a pickup of about 4 yards almost, 3.5, 4 yards on first down, which is that's a good solid first down play.
Yeah, it was a nice defense there too, because I thought he might have been able to break it open there, but good pursuit there to keep him towards the sideline and use it as an extra defender. Another score update, we do have 12-0 in Gladwin over Standish Sterling.
Okay.
So the Panthers struggling early in the battle down there.
All right, so 12-0 for the Flying G's.
Yep.
Viner, Parent in the backfield for the Cardinals. Second and six. Snap comes back. This time it's Parent that tries to find a hole up the middle just on a 21 dive up the middle. Picks up maybe one. Going to bring up third down and six.
Yeah, simple, just simple run there and just good defense there by the Alcona Tigers, just beating the trenches there and getting them down for a minimal gain. But I think Whittemore here, you don't want to give it right back. You kind of want to get this drive at least downfield more, because obviously you're at midfield. You don't want to give them back that close to the goal line. But 8 minutes left here. I think you want to try to keep this drive going.
Viner in the backfield, along with Parent. Snap goes to Viner, picks up a nice little run around the corner, and is going to bring up a fourth down and manageable, probably fourth down and about one and a half maybe.
Yeah, fourth and a long one. Very manageable here.
Probably two the way it looks now, but
oh yeah, they definitely looks
where
like
the
it.
Spot was.
I thought he dived about half yard farther there, but
yeah, they moved it now. It's definitely fourth down and one. 7:15 left, and just probably one of the biggest important play of the game for the Cardinals so far to this point. They need to pick this first down up, and it looks like they're going to take a timeout, talk about it. So we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be right back on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson with you. And on fourth down and one, depending on where this spot is, Viner goes up the middle, rolls his back, tries to push for it. But I don't see him making it, Brian. Do you?
I don't think he did as well. The refs are kind of looking at it longer than I thought they would. I thought on his first effort he got stuffed, and then he went negative. So I don't think this is that hard of a call.
Neither do I, and the official obviously has stopped the clock. He's got his hands on his hips.
I'm confused what he's doing here.
Me too. I don't know if he's thinking he needs to have a measurement.
Or was tying his shoe? I don't know what's good. Is there something wrong with the chain?
I don't know.
Oh, it is a measurement. Okay.
Yeah, here they come. So the chain gang is going to get their couple minutes of sunshine here. We'd like to, while this is going on, thank some more of our sponsors. We'd like to thank My Michigan Health, Wilson & Son Septic Service of Hale, Wilson Trucking and Excavating of Prescott and Hale, and Mercantile Bank of West Branch and Fairview. We love our sponsors. Without them, we could not be doing this. The measurement comes up short, so that'll be a turnover on downs by the Cardinals and give the Tigers life inside midfield at about the 47-yard line. And like I said, that was a big play right there.
Yeah, that was a good play, or a big play, excuse me, a big moment there in this game. And now you've got all the pressure here on the defense, because I don't think you really want to go down another score, being down 8 already. But Whittemore showed that they can stop them sometimes, but then they let the big play happen. So we'll see if they can get some discipline and work on their tackling here on this drive.
Summers in shotgun on first down. Man in motion comes through. Summers hands it off. Big hole up the middle for the Tigers as Hayden Johnson gets into the secondary rather quickly, and he'll move the chains on first down.
Yeah, just an easy 20-yard run there. He just hands it off, and he's stronger. He's just stronger. The blocking is great. He's not getting touched 10 yards out, and then he just doesn't go down, and it takes three people to tackle him, really.
Garrett Summers in the backfield. Johnson behind him. Bullis in motion. Bullet gets it on a bullet sweep. Around the corner.
Ooh.
Gets around a first down, and here comes a flag from everywhere, and it looked to me from up here like another face mask.
Another
Brian.
Face mask or a horse collar, one of the two, and it's a horse collar, it looks like. Because, yeah, you could see him, his direction gets immediately changed, you know, when he gets touched. It snaps to whatever direction they're holding him on. But that's going to be add yards to the very good run.
So a couple times tonight now the Cardinals have been fouled for another face mask penalty. And that's just going to add on. It's a spot foul. It's going to add half the distance, and the Tigers, with 6:26 left till halftime here and only a one-score game right now, are going to be in real good position to go in again.
Yeah, this is about worst-case scenario, honestly, for the Cardinals. You know, after the turnover and downs, just letting them get two really big plays in a row. Now they're first and 10 from the 11, so they can get a first down on the one, even if they got that far. So I almost kind of want to hope for a turnover here if you're a Cardinal.
If you're a Cardinal fan, a turnover would be good. But again, they haven't thrown the ball in this situation yet except on the two-point conversion.
Except for 2 points, yeah, exactly.
So we'll see. Garrett Summers, he's got Hayden Johnson in the backfield, single setback. Snap comes to him. He gives it to Johnson up the middle. Big hole, gets down to about the six.
There you go.
And then really, really good tackle in there by Alex Morgan as he led the way. Senior Alex Morgan with himself a nice tackle on that.
Yeah, that was a very good tackle there on first down. I'm not sure how many yards they got out of it. Looks like about five maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's good stopping obviously because they've been gashing with big plays, but you got to you kind of want to force another negative, like what they did last drive, getting the negative plays, and unfortunately they let a pass go for the touchdown. But you kind of want to do something negative here on second down.
Two wideouts down left. Jeremy Bullis comes in motion. Garrett Summers pump fakes, rolls to his right, keeps the ball, throws it into the end zone to a wide open player, and he just dropped it. He flat out dropped it, and I
was
know
he
wishes. No, I think he's just upset that he dropped the ball.
He's tapping the ground.
Oh, maybe he is hurt.
He kind of twisted awkwardly when he was trying to catch that ball. He was kind of contorting himself in a very awkward way, and he kind of went down, and he's been writhing in pain, it looks like. I'm not sure.
Coach is heading out to see him right now. Well, with the injury on the field, I'm going to thank a few more of our sponsors while we have a chance right now, and then we'll bring you an update on the injury on the field. We'd like to thank the Hale Insurance Agency for all your support for these games, Brown Farms of Prescott, Michigan, Travis Sanitation of Skoda, our good friends up there, Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 locations to serve you, D&M Supply of Omer, and the Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank. We thank all those sponsors. Player still down in the left-hand corner of the end zone. Coach is helping him up and tries to get to his feet slowly. Looks like number 8, Jacob Reckensteiner, if I'm not mistaken. Tough to get a number.
Yeah, it's the far side of us. We don't really have good angles to see the numbers on this side of the field. He's not.
He made it to his feet, and then he went back down into the crouch. And now he's up and walking,
and
he'll get a round of pretty good round of applause from the home crowd and the visiting traveling crowd that's across the way from Alcona. He really seems to be limping. We'll see if we can get the number as he heads across the field here and try to bring it. Now he's in a little jog, and that's a good sign.
Yeah,
there,
that's
Brian.
Definitely. And it was 9.
Okay, so it was number 9. It wasn't number 8. It was William Liebler that went down in the corner after being wide open. So just to bring our situation back here, 5:42 left, third down and 6. They can get a first down right at the 1-yard line, but third and 6 right now with a chance to go up top by 2 scores here as we head towards halftime. Garrett Summers out. One man in the backfield, that's Hayden Johnson, man in motion, pitch to Johnson. Johnson rolls to his right, got room into the corner, bangs it in. Touchdown, Tigers! With 5:34 left in our second quarter, the Tigers get in the end zone again.
Yeah, nice little pitch there. Good block on the outside, and he gets contact, but he just goes through it. That contact doesn't stop his momentum at all and just beefs him away into the end zone. 20-6 here, pending the 2-point conversion after the touchdown.
Yeah, Hayden Johnson with a nice 6-yard run. Garrett Summers will bring him out and try to get the 2-point conversion in this time. Summers in the backfield with that very same Hayden Johnson that just scored that. Summers rolls to his right, is going to try to get the corner by himself, and he does, and he sneaks into the corner, and that's worth 2, and that'll put them up top now by the score of 22-6. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the kickoff after this on 103.3. Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you here at Whittemore Prescott Stadium. Our score 22-6 in favor of the visiting Alcona Tigers. They kick the ball off. It hits a couple Cardinal hands and goes out of bounds at the 36-yard line. That's where they'll take over. And I tell you what, this is kind of the first time tonight that there's been a little pressure. Cardinals need to answer in these last 5 minutes and 32 seconds here.
Yeah, after the fourth down stop, Alcona ran down the field and scored really easily. Whittemore has to – I kind of want to see him home run it, not just like, oh, methodical. I want to see a big play.
So on first down, Viner runs it. Heads for a sweep and then cuts it back up the middle, and he'll pick up 4 yards on first down, bringing up 2nd and 6. And again, if they can keep moving the ball 4, 6, 8 yards a try, they can get down the field and get into the end zone.
Absolutely. Yeah, but with down 2 scores, though, I just want to see more urgency. I want to see, because if I remember correctly, Whittemore gets the ball at the half, right? Because they got the kick return, or the kick recovery.
Viner in the backfield. Ball snap put on the ground, and Alcona Tigers recover it. It looked like all in one easy motion from what I saw.
Alcona wasn't responding like they got it. I was confused because I thought they got it too.
They must not have. So a lucky break there for the Cardinals, and now they're going to have to take advantage of it. They lost a couple yards by fumble in the ball, but it's going to bring up 3rd and 8 with 4:27 left till halftime here. Don't forget to join us at halftime for this week in the MHSAA World of Sports. Miner brings him to the line. He's got his main guy, Dylan Parent, in the backfield. No wideouts. Snap comes. Parent grabs it this time, cuts to the corner, and then back up the middle, picked himself up. Enough for a first down on a really, really good, solid second effort run there by Dylan Parent.
Now, I think he got the first down. It looks, yep, and they're going to move the chains. Because I was like, this would be the exact same situation as before. 4th and short, 50-yard line, where they failed last time. But they got the first down on that second effort. Great effort there by the running back there. He just kind of skirted 4 yards diving to get that first down. And now you have control of this. Score at the end of the half. Don't allow them to get any more points in this first half. And hopefully you can make it 14-22.
Parent and Viner in the backfield, both with their hands up in shotgun. Snap comes to Parent. He goes right straight smack up the middle. And again, on first down, he'll pick up 3 to 4 yards. And there's nothing wrong with that for the Cardinals. They got to do a little clock management here now with 3:22 in the clock moving, though,
right, as
they need to get this ball into the end zone by halftime.
Now, they have two timeouts. Both teams have two timeouts. But with a team that doesn't really show pass much, you really don't have any way to stop the clock unless you have some sort of run that's going to, you know, that you go out of bounds, obviously. But you got plenty of time to work with. You're not really in any hurry this moment. But you do have to make sure you're getting positive yards.
Viner and Parent in the backfield. Clock ticks under 3. Shotgun. Snap. Viner gets it, rolls right, cuts back up the middle. Works hard in a second effort situation. He's going to pick up maybe 3. He's going to bring up probably 3rd down and about 4 or a long 3. Very manageable, but, again, taking a lot of time going back to huddle right now. Clock's still moving. They need to pick up the pace a little bit, the Cardinals do. I'm almost kind of surprised they didn't take a timeout here yet.
Right. Well, I think maybe the coach probably is waiting, you know, under 2 minutes to make sure that if they do stall right here, they don't give Alcona a lot of time to run down the field. That'd be my guess. You're trying to make this first down, and then you're going to start worrying about your clock instead of just... Ooh.
Shiner, high snap. Parent brings it down, turns a corner, and with a great second effort, it's going to move the chains again and pick up another first down for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals late here in the second quarter, and the clock is stopped just to move the chains.
Right.
Alcona now... needs to play a little bit of defense here as Cardinals are coming down. Ball on the 42-yard line now of the Tigers. 1:54, clock moving again. And not a lot of intensity getting in and out of the huddle here right now, Brian.
No, they're not. They're not really showing much hurry. You're right. It's kind of methodical. They're not worried right yet. They're just kind of taking their time.
Parent and Viner in the backfield again, both with their hands up, acting as a quarterback. This time, Viner rolls back, snaps it downfield, and
he caught that.
What a catch at the 22-yard line. What a grab by number 7, Dylan Parent.
The announcer next door just went, woo-hoo!
Out of the backfield, first pass of the game to speak of at all, and he fired it over the middle and caught, and that'll move the chains again. As they'll wind the clock with 1:27. This time, Whittemore out of the huddle in a hurry this time.
Yeah, now there's a little spark. We've kind of started this engine here. I like it.
Parent and Viner in the backfield again, both with their hands up in shotgun. Snap comes to Viner, rolls to his right. Good pressure from the Tigers this time. And that one will go nowhere as he doesn't even get to the 20 and stays in bounds. So the clock's still moving here. Probably expecting a timeout from head coach Joe Murphy here, but the clock continues to move under a minute. We're at 55, and now the clock will get stopped, and a timeout for the Cardinals. We'll take one with them right here on 103.3, your power station for Sports Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson. 49 seconds left here till halftime. Third down and about six for the Cardinals as Viner on first on second down picked up about three. So we're third and six here. Big play for the Cardinals. Trying to move the ball, trying to answer with some points before halftime. Varner, Parent, both in the backfield. Parent gets it this time, cuts it wide left, and he's got room. Gets around the corner, all the way outside, picks up the another first down and moves the chains and gets it just inside the 10-yard line. That was a big play.
Yeah, the first two times they went towards our side of the field, they got 3 yards in two plays. A great play call there to get the first down and make it first and goal, I believe. Yep, first on the 8, yep.
They take a timeout, too. They take their final timeout, does the Cardinals here. We're going to stay right here with you. Thank a few of our sponsors for sponsoring this game. We love our sponsors. Alpena Community College in Alpena, Anascota. Lincoln Hardware. Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe of Harrisville. The M65 Bait Shop in Whittemore and all our friends over there. The Lincoln Outdoor Center. And the Skidway Pharmacy. On the out-of-town ticker, it is definitely and officially halftime now up in Oscoda, and the Owls are on top of the Braves at halftime, 6-0. So they got a barn burner going on our sister station as well, Brian. You guys can tune in and listen to Brad and Grant over there. Mm-hmm. And right here we're with you, and it is 22-6 with 42 seconds left as the Cardinals are trying to answer going into halftime, and here we go.
And now they have to hurry because they don't have any timeouts to stop this clock.
Varner in the backfield. He's got Parent with him. Snap comes to Varner. Looks to roll. Throws a pass into the corner of the end zone.
What a play.
Touchdown.
What a play.
What a nice pass and catch. That's to Alex Morgan in the corner of the end zone.
I was going
to
say, that's a 78. That's a big man right there. What a play. They sold the run so well right there. They fake the handoff. The block happens. He looks like he's going to scramble. Takes a step back. Lobs it to Alex Morgan. Beautiful pass. Great catch by the big guy. What a play. What a response by the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. And now we might have ourselves a two-point conversion to keep this within eight.
So we'll see what they do here. Same two guys in the backfield. Parent, Viner, both with their hands up. Snap comes to Viner. Viner rolls to his right, cuts it back up the middle, and gets over the line for the two-point conversion. And just like that, our score is 22-14. And we're back to a one possession game, Brian. And I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with these last 36 seconds right after this on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger and Brian Catfish Johnson. So we got ourselves a ball game here on a Friday night in Whittemore Prescott Stadium. 22 for the visiting Alcona Tigers, 14 for the home Cardinals, and with 36 seconds left, the Cardinals get ready to kick it off. And so far tonight, they've had real short boots that they've tried to jump on. We'll see if they do that again. Referee has his hand up. Kick, this time deep down the right-hand side. Spins, lands on the ground, picked up at the 20-yard line. Back the other way, Summers gets to the 25, to the 30, the 35, 40. And almost out to midfield to about the 42-yard line on a nice run back there by Garrett Summers. And the Tigers will take over first and 10 at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, there was a great little scamper there on that return. I thought it might have been rolling out of bounds. It didn't. It kind of leveled out. He picks it up, and he ends up getting a lot of yards after that. Could have been easily a kind of a dead play there, but he makes something of it.
Well, something to watch here in the second half and even the last 27 seconds here. As the suns went down, the temperatures dropped, and the fields got a little dewy. So hanging onto the ball is going to be an important thing as we move forward in this game.
Right.
27 seconds left. Summers in shotgun, four wideouts. See if he tries to make something happen here. Drops straight back, rolls out of the pocket, pressure. Rolls the other way, fires it downfield, caught and complete. Good for 10. And good tackle
nice.
There. And a good hold on there after a nice completion over the middle to Jeremiah Bullis. And then the Alcona tackler held with him well because he was actually right near the first down chain when he caught the ball, and he ran backwards the other way and got tackled.
Yeah, he's trying to make it. You know, he's trying to get a home run hit out of that one. Very good tackle there, and a good job coming back to the ball. That play was kind of blown up off rip. Good scramble by the quarterback to keep it alive. Throws it, comes back to the ball, and gets positive yards out of it.
The Tigers take their timeout now. We'll stay right here with you. 22-14 our score, 14 seconds left till halftime. Thank a couple more of our sponsors here before halftime while we have this opportunity. We'd like to thank Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas, Keeley's Business and Tax Service of Prescott, Michigan, The Lunchbox in Kern, and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. We thank all your sponsors for bringing these games to you live every Friday night here on 103.3. So after their timeout, the Tigers will come out. Garrett Summers in shotgun, four wideouts again, ball at the 45-yard line. Drops back, looks downfield, rolls this way to his right, and he's just going to have to scamper out of bounds. And a little bit of contact,
but it was
nothing real late. It was nothing real violent and no flag. That's a good no call.
Yeah. I thought he was going to drive through him, which would have probably drew a call, but he did let up at that last moment. Just so it was a good stop there. Stops the clock with 8 seconds. I didn't realize there's only 8 seconds left. 8 seconds left. And they still had one timeout. Interesting clock management here.
Well, if I know,
it's got to be a pass, right?
Coach Summers on the other side, they're going to take a shot at this somewhere. Yeah. Hope to get a flag or something, and one last play down the field.
See his arm strength in this play, probably.
Yeah, four wideouts again. Summers in the backfield. Alcona laying off, pump fakes one way, rolls the other way, and looks downfield. Fires it down the middle, caught. Real nice catch. That's Hayden Johnson at about the 25-yard line, and brought down. But that's going to end our first half here. With our score, the Alcona Tigers on the road tonight, 22, and the home Whittemore Prescott Cardinals, 14. We're going to take a break. We'll send you back to the studio. Please enjoy this week in the MHSAA, and we'll be back with you for the second half after all that on 103.3, your power station for sport. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson. The officials have congregated out at the 50-yard line, getting things ready for our big second half here. This is anyone's ball game still right now, Brian.
Yeah, it was a good ending to that first half by the Cardinals, getting that touchdown, getting the two-point conversion, making it an eight-point game here. And I do believe Whittemore gets the ball because of the kick thing in the beginning of the first half. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here. But the Cardinals have made this a game, and they shored up in the second half. That's definitely.
So if we expect more of the same probably in the second half, especially from Whittemore. Mm-hmm. More running, more pounding it on the ground. The couple times they've needed to throw a pass, though, the play action worked really well against Alcona.
Yeah, absolutely, because you still have to hard commit to any run. And, like you said, the passes that they've done were nice, so.
Both teams on the field now. The Alcona Tigers line up. They'll be going left to right on your radio dial as we get this one set to get underway. 22-14, heading to the third quarter here. Kurt and Brian, we're glad you joined us tonight. We'll keep you posted on the out-of-town scores. One man deep back for Whittemore Prescott as there's the whistle from the official, and they get the ball underway. Tipped and out of bounds, just like on the last kickoff. And the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals will start out at their own 38-yard line. Pretty good field position for Viner and Parent.
Yeah, nice, you know, just trying to make a mistake with that squib kick on the ground like that. Just let it roll around a little, you know, aggressively, see if someone touches it. But no, it went out of bounds harmlessly. So great field position here for the Cardinals.
Real good clock management at the end of the game
the
first half for the Cardinals.
Alcona did not have a time to do anything.
Well, not much has changed. They got Viner and Parent in the backfield. No wideouts, both with their hands up in shotgun. This time the snap comes to Viner. He grabs it, hauls it up the middle, and only gets a couple on that. Really nice tackle in there led by 53. Number 53 of the Alcona Tigers, and he's been in on a lot of tackles tonight. That's Logan Zukowski.
Yeah, this, the interior line for Alcona is big. Two big boys in the middle there, and when they do get the penetration and stuff, they take you down. There's no getting past them. They're going to take you down when you get hit by them.
Alex Morgan in the huddle. Dylan Broughton in the huddle. Viner and Dylan Parent in the backfield. No wideouts. One slot back set off to the right-hand side. Both hands up on the quarterbacks. This one comes to Parent. He sweeps right, gets a cut, and he's got room down the side. And he's going to get real close to the first down marker. And there's a late flag,
probably
which
late
looks
hit.
Like it might be a late hit or unsportsmanlike conduct out of bounds.
Yeah, it was a very late flag. Usually that's something that happened after the fact. And we'll see.
Referee headed
our
way.
Yeah, he's already walking. He's about to walk. Yep. So it's definitely on the defense. Personal foul.
Yep.
On Alcona.
So an unsportsmanlike conduct, roughing outside the out-of-bounds stake, and that's a big 15-yard penalty. Going to turn the possession all the way down into the Tigers' zone at the 36-yard line. And I tell you what, Whittemore Prescott keeps doing the things they're doing right now. They're going to be right in this ball game all the way through the second half here.
Absolutely.
Parent and Viner come to the line. Single slot back. Shifted off to the left-hand side. Snap comes right to Parent. He heads up the middle. Contact made real early. And that's going to be a no-gainer as, again, Zukowski and a couple of the other Tigers met him right there at the line as soon as he got the ball.
Yeah, great penetration there. Just stopped that play in the making for, I think, was it a negative yard? I'm not sure if it's a backup or it's just negative. But, yeah, great defense there. Great response after that big penalty.
All still up six on the Braves over on the War on the Shore. 22-14 our score here, 10:30 and counting here in the third quarter. Viner and Parent both in the backfield, hands up. Snap this time comes to Viner, and again met right at the line of scrimmage, and this time it was number 43, Colin Walker, in on the tackle along with Jacob June. And I tell you what, that play, they need a little bit of razzle dazzle in the backfield so that they're not just going up straight up the middle every time.
Yeah, those last two plays have been very pedestrian, and Alcona has responded to it. They're not giving up, they're not going to give in to the inside runs. You need to force them to do something else, and now you have yourself in a third and long here. See if they go back to what they've been or maybe do something different.
Third and 10. Snap comes to Viner again. He rolls to the right, gets to the edge, and cuts it upfield. Puts his helmet down, and he'll get to about the 29-yard line. And that's going to bring up fourth down and about four.
Yeah, and that was a good play call, getting it on the edge. You went inside. One of the penalties, of course. And now you go to the outside. You get positive yards. And now what do you do here? Obviously, you want to go for the fourth down play. I don't know if your inside run play is going to, it's been stuffed twice. We'll see how this works, see what they do here.
Alcona stacks the box up front, keeping a good eye on the two quarterbacks in the backfield. Pitch comes to Parent. He cuts it up, works real hard, and digs, and it looks like he's got enough for a first down without an issue over there.
And that was good because it wasn't up the middle in the traditional sense. They go to the option towards the outside and the far side of the field, and so they have to commit to the edge and the inside. The inside lane opens up. He's so fast as well. Cuts up, gets the first down easily.
Yeah, it's kind of like a rocket jet sweep, really. What I mean? Came right back to the one of the two quarterbacks, faked one way, and then kind of ran it as a sweep until he found a hole to cut it up. And Dylan Parent picks it up, and that's going to bring up first and 10 as the Cardinals are down to the 20-yard line now of the Tigers. First and 10. Snap comes to Viner again, rolls right, looks for that.
Uh-oh.
Cuts it back the other way, and he's got a wide open field on the right-hand side. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Sammy Viner. And just like that, a two-point conversion away, and the Cardinals can tie this one up.
That was all him. That was his eyes. That was his recognition. everyone was coming to the other side of the field, the close side of the field on the left. He notices there's nothing on the right side of the field stopping him. He gets the one block he needs, and his speed's just enough to get him to the end zone. Great first drive here by the Cardinals. And like you said, a two-point conversion away from tying this game. We got ourselves a football game here, Kurt.
Yes, we do. The chance to tie it up right here on this two-point conversion. Let's see what they do here. They've been running it on the two-point conversion every time. Same setup, no wideouts, no split backs, just Viner and Perrin in the backfield. Snap comes to Viner, rolls to his right, cuts forward, and going to be tackled short. Did not pick up the two-point conversion. So 22-20, our score. We'll take a quick break and be right back on 103.3. So our opening kickoff after the touchdown was a, I don't know if you'd call that an attempted onside kick.
I would.
He kicked it all the way to the out-of-bounds line, and instead of just letting the ball go out of bounds, Alcona actually jumped on it, which they could have fumbled it, you know, by doing that. But
yeah.
Either way, Alcona grabs possession with 8:57 left in our third quarter. Big score on the out-of-town scoreboard. The Braves have tied it up at 6. At the end of the third quarter, so 6-6, Oscoda Taos, that's a barn burner. That's on our sister station.
And I figured it'd be a close game, and that's exactly what it is. I thought it'd be a little more scoring, but you know what? They're going into the fourth quarter with a really nice game there.
Garrett Summers hands it off to Johnson, almost gets tackled, gets back to his feet.
Ooh.
And then good secondary pursuit by the Cardinal backfield. And he's going to pick up about 3 yards on first down.
Yeah, you usually don't see Johnston get hit the ground like that, but he got tackled real well there by the defenders. So Whittemore's got some life. They've got some spark. They've got the momentum, and let's see if they can continue this or if Alcona can simmer it down. But it looks like we got two good games here on the air today.
Garrett Summers brings him to the line. 3 wideouts, 2 up top, 1 down low. Summers in shotgun, Johnson in the backfield, man in motion. Hands it off right up the middle, and Johnson's got a big hole into the secondary. And a pretty good shoestring tackle back there to possibly save a touchdown by the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals as Hayden Johnson just kind of running wild right now.
Yeah, if he doesn't get tackled there, he gets a whole bunch of momentum. I don't know if they stop him, but Hayden Johnson has ran extremely well today.
Garrett Summers in complete control. Coach Jason Summers doing a fine job with this Alcona football team this season. Garrett Summers comes to the line. Single setback behind him is Hayden Johnson. Man in motion's Bullis. He hands it to Johnson. Gets hit in the backfield. Has to roll it out to the right. Puts his head down. Takes some contact. And on first down, that was a good run by number 33, Jesse Sheldon. First time we've called his name out of the backfield tonight. He picks up a solid 7 on first down to bring up 2nd and 3.
Yeah, unfortunately for Whittemore, number 78, Alex Morgan got tripped up a little bit there and couldn't complete the pursuit there and got him a little bit more yards that way. But good run there by the Alcona Tigers.
Summers brings him up in the same setup, 3 wideouts. Bullis in a slot back position to the left. He comes in motion. Snap. Gives it to Johnson up the middle. And that's enough to pick up the first down. And a nice run from scrimmage again out of the backfield. And once again, that was Sheldon. So they've taken Johnson out, Hayden Johnson out of that position right now. And Jesse Sheldon running the ball now out of the backfield with Summers with 6:47 and moving here in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know, maybe just giving him a little rest or maybe just giving the 11th grader a little bit more of a role considering he'll be back next year and unfortunately Hayden will not. But we'll see.
Looks like he's back in the backfield now. Bullis goes in motion. Single drop and a pass to the right-hand side over into the corner to the intended receiver was Colin Walker. That's incomplete, went right through his hands, and that was pretty easy pitch and catch there that he dropped.
Yeah, that was right in his midst. Just unfortunately, goes right through him. And just to show you a little bit how much how potent this rushing attack is, Garrett Summers, 7 for 60. Jeremiah Bullis, 2 for 20. Hayden Johnson, 10 for 82. And then Jesse Sheldon, 1 for 7. And that was obviously before the second run. But very nice running game here for Elkhona.
Bullis takes the sweep on the jet sweep. Gets around the left-hand side. Got the first down and more into the secondary. And he gets it all the way down to the 15-yard line before the Cardinal pursuit caught up to him. And real, real nice jet sweep that time by Jeremiah Bullis. And now the Tigers are in business here inside the red zone.
Yeah, that was the lightning to the thunder. That is the guys in the middle. That was a very quick end around. Use your speed that time, not your strength. And Alcona's responding to the two consecutive touchdowns pretty well here. Tie shoe timeout, it seems like.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. One of the officials down on the ground, or one of the players tying a shoe.
And to throw some other stats out for Whittemore, Dylan Parent, 15 attempts, 76 yards. Sam Viner, 19 for 85. Dylan Boughton, 2 for 4. Passing, 2 for 2, 100% passing. Oh, sorry.
Same play there. Bullis gets around the far side and gets it into the end zone on a jet sweep, the same play they just called, but they went the other way with it, and Jeremy Bullis gets it into the end zone, and that's going to be a touchdown and make it 28-20, barring the two-point conversion.
And, yeah, you explained it real well. It's the same play, different, just opposite side of the field, gets the edge, and then this time he runs in the end zone instead of the out-of-bounds.
So Bullis on a nice run. 6:11 left in the third is when that touchdown got scored.
Silence.
And now a real big two-point conversion here to put them up 10 instead of 8. Snap to Summers. Pitches it out to Bullis. Bullis got the corner, and he walks right into the end zone for the two-point conversion. That'll make it 30-20. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be back with a kickoff right after this on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Robert Catfish Johnson, the opening kickoff is fumbled but then recovered by the Cardinals as another one of these pooch rolling onside type kicks that hit off the chest protector that time, but Cardinals lucky to recover it, and they will have good field position at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, that punt was over, that kickoff was overending the entire time, hit the ground, hit him off his chest, went behind him, his teammate got it. But, yeah, that's kind of how the kicking has been today. It's been kind of trying to be a little trickery. We're not going to pin you deep. We're going to try to get the ball off you and get the ball back. But I like that. There's nothing wrong with that, absolutely.
Weiner and Perrin in the backfield now. Cardinals start first and 10 at their own 39. 6:08 left in our third. Snap comes to Perrin this time. He tries to go up the middle, and the Elkhona team is right there dragging him backwards on that, and a really nice stop led by number 43, out there, and that's Jacob June, and that'll go nowhere. It'll be 2nd and 9.
Yeah, that was a great defense there, just stuffing up the middle, not letting him get anywhere.
The big thing now that's happened since Elkhona made that two-point conversion is this game is no longer a one-possession game, so now the Cardinals are in deep, and they're going to have to get two scores to if they want to win this game now at this point.
A score and a stop at the least.
Shotgun formation. Snap to Viner, rolls to his right. He's got the edge again. Picks up 5, 6, and a little bit after contact, about 8-yard gain, going to be real close to moving the sticks.
Yeah, when they can get the edge, when they can break the first level, they're very, very efficient. But it's probably about 50-50 shot at this time when they do those plays if they can get to that point. But you know what? When you get 5 yards on a run, that's always awesome. You know, that's well above average, and you like that.
3rd and 2, we're going to call it, as Eli Murphy comes in with the play from the sidelines from Coach Murphy. They break the huddle. Viner and Parent in the backfield. A little bit different setup here. Got two backs in front of him this time in shotgun. Viner does. Look like blocking backs. Gets the ball and can't get out of the backfield with it that time as he's hauled right down on 3rd down. On a really good defensive play by none other than Logan Zukowski of the Tigers, who's been in there all night.
Yeah, and that's that middle run, the inside run, that's kind of what's been happening more often than not is Elkhona has stuffed that the edge runs is what's been working. Anything outside, and then of course the play actions have worked a couple times as well. I'm interested to see because this is a long three, four.
Yeah, this is, I don't want to call it a big play, but this is probably a huge play here actually for the Cardinals. Snap comes to Parent, tries to cut it to the right, gets nowhere, and they're going to turn the ball over once again on downs. The Cardinals are, as they just couldn't get any momentum around the edge, and that's going to get Garrett Summers and the Alcona Tigers in good field position on the Cardinals' side of midfield at about the 46-yard line. And now a little drive with some points on the end is going to probably put a nail in the coffin.
Yeah, if this is any kind of length of time and they score, I think that's probably going to be a really hard hill for them to climb for Whittemore. But we'll see if the defense can stand up.
Man in motion. Snap comes to Summers. Keeps it himself around the wing on the far side to the 40, to the 35, making juke steps. And I tell you what, he's not a real big guy, but he's got some wheels and he can make some moves. He's going to move the chains.
Yeah, he's extremely fast. He's very elusive. His eyes are great. He's doing the jukes. He's making you make the first move so he can counter it. I'm very, very, very impressed by the sophomore quarterback.
Looks downfield really well, too. And keep in mind, like you just said, he's a 10th grader. So
Alcona's going to have a good quarterback for the next 2 years.
Yeah, they'll send a couple wideouts this time. Up top is Reichen Wallemeyer. We haven't called his name much. Hasn't had a pass completion here yet. Shotgun formation. Man comes in motion. Summers drops back, hits his end on a little short pop pass. That's complete to Colin Walker. Nice little play on first down. Picks up 5 yards, 6 yards, maybe 7 yards, and that's a way to do it on first down.
Yeah, just a different look, a different kind of play. They really haven't played that on first down, and you'll take that every time.
Second and three here. Now is where you got to watch for a long ball here. Maybe go for it on second and three. Send something down the field. Maybe this is where we see Wallenmeyer get used here. Summers in the shotgun. Sheldon in the backfield with him. Hands it off. Keeps it himself. Round end. Breaks one tackle, two tackles, three tackles, and he's in the end zone. Garrett Summers with another touchdown, and that's going to put the Tigers up top by at least 36-20 with 3:35 left here in the third quarter.
Yeah, that was just great blocking up front. Good misdirection. Like, he fooled you, fooled me. He had the ball after he hand it off there in the play action. And like we said earlier, he's elusive, he's fast, he's got great vision, and he just manipulated every defender on the way to the end zone.
So now we'll set up for a two-point conversion here and see if they can get that with 3:35 left until the end of the third quarter. Brings him to the line. Summers this time rolls, looks into the end zone. Everyone's covered except that guy that's standing alone in the dead of the end zone for the two-point conversion. That'll put him up top now, 38-20, and we will take a timeout and be right back with the kickoff after this on 103.3. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, another kickoff that hit a player, and the Cardinals have to dive on to recover the ball. And Cardinals also have a player down on the field. The fans are starting to get into it with the Let's Go Cardinals chant, Brian, as it's come to the time of the game where the Cardinals need to run the table now and score on every possession to stay in this game.
Yeah, there's a
trying to get a number on who's down here on the field. We'll bring you this injury report as soon as we can, as soon as we see who it is. In the meantime, we're going to thank the rest of our sponsors tonight. Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale, Michigan. The committee to elect Mike Hoadley as 99th District State Rep. Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch, Michigan. Richie Repair of Harrisville. Alcona Motors Chevrolet Buick in Lincoln. And the TCA Insurance of Tawa City. We thank all of our sponsors. We appreciate you, and we couldn't do this without you on a weekly basis. Hey, fans, after the game, be sure to check out Brad Allen's high school football scoreboard at WKJC.com. See updated scores, standings, conference by conference, and game by game. See how your hometown school is doing all season long at WKJC.com. Brad Allen's High School Football Scoreboard is brought to you by Alcona Septic Service of Spruce, Coletta Air of Oscoda, and H&R Block of Mayo. Our injured player on that play was Adrian McDonald. He is up under his own strength and has made it off the field over to the bench. And he's seeking some water, and hopefully it's just something like a cramp, Brian.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened. I was watching the play, and he was off the play. The fans were not happy about whatever happened, but I don't, unfortunately, don't have anything to tell you because I'm not sure what happened. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, the crowd's definitely come alive here now with 3:32 left in our third. And here comes the referee out to let us know what's going on. Looks like we're getting ready to start some football again. And he winds the clock. Here comes the Cardinals out of the huddle. Two quarterbacks set. Parent and Viner in the backfield. Snap comes to Parent this time. Viner lead blocking. And once again, Alcona led by number 24. That's Evan Borsvald. We've called his name a few times tonight. They beat him to the edge for a two-yard loss.
Yeah, this, at this point, it seems like in the second half here, the Tigers are just, they're being faster, they're being quicker, they're being stronger. I don't know if Whittemore's kind of just getting tired, but it appears after that initial touchdown, obviously they ran down the field and scored in the first drive. Unfortunately, Alcona's being the better team.
And on that last play, just sitting here, 3:26, the clock never ran at all on that last play, so we're right up here in the booth next to them. I'm not going to make any waves, but they didn't run the clock on the last play, so hopefully they will on this play.
The refs haven't done anything.
Viner in shotgun, gets a snap, rolls to his right, follows Murphy, and he's got some room, and he breaks it all the way through into the secondary for a big first down for the Cardinals. That'll move the chains. And
a flag, but I didn't see.
There is a flag on the play, and it came in late at the end of the run.
Maybe he grabbed his face mask as he went down. I'm not sure. It didn't look like it, but I'm not.
Possibly head official Jeff Erickson's going to let us know. A lot of face mask penalties tonight.
We don't usually see a lot, and we've seen three.
Yeah.
So,
again, that's one of those plays that's going to tack on 15 to the end of that because it's a spot foul. And move the ball quite a bit down the field.
Yes.
Clock running again, 3:15 left now in the third quarter. So now possession at the 47-yard line of the Tigers. And the Cardinals have what we'll call a drive going now. Viner and Perrin in the backfield. Slot back over to the far hand, right-hand side. Snap comes. Little inside reverse. Nice play. Just didn't go anywhere, but that was a really nice play as they snuck it back underneath to Dylan Parent and goes for about 2 yards. 38-20 here. Tigers on top. 2:39 left in the third quarter. Both teams with their full complement of timeouts right now.
And it's still apparently 6-6 in Oscoda. 2:19 to play, 3rd and 27 for Tawas on their own 13. So that's going to come to a dramatic conclusion, it sounds like, over in Oscoda.
Yeah. Viner and Parent in the backfield. Snap comes to Viner, rolls to his right. Not quick enough to get to the edge. Tries to cut it back up the middle. And he'll pick up two more on it and bringing up third down and a long six. And it's funny how the Cardinals can sometimes find those holes when they're sweeping and get up through them, and sometimes they can't. That was one of those times where Viner couldn't really get up through that hole.
No, the discipline on that play was great. The entire defensive line just kind of shifted. They knew what was coming. They all shifted to our side where the play was good developing, and they got a minimum gain on it. And that's just really the difference in this game is the discipline, I think, in the reactions from the defense of Alcona have been the difference in the game.
Parent and Viner in the backfield again. Third and we'll call it six. Viner gets it. This time he looks to pass and picked off. Nice pickoff by number 3, Garrett Summers, for the Tigers.
Does everything, I guess. Yeah, simple play there. He just steps in front of the play. He notices it's going to be a pass, steps in front of the receiver. The receiver really doesn't put too much effort into stopping him, and he catches the ball, and that drive is now moot, and Alcona has a chance to run more clock and maybe even score.
Yeah, that's a real shame, too, because the Cardinals were moving the ball nicely on that drive, and kind of an unforced error there as Viner threw it away. Picked off by the Tigers, and now with 1:21 left, Summers will go to work on some clock. High snap, has to go up and get it. Ball on the ground, still loose. And finally, Garrett Summers goes all the way back on a loss of about 10, 12 yards to recover that bad snap. And that's going to put the Tigers in a little hole here, and maybe the Cardinals can do something here.
Yeah, that's definitely good for the Cardinals. That's going to bring second and forever here. And they're kind of forced back on towards their old end zone as well. If you can somehow get a turnover here on the side of the field, that'd be amazing. But good start to the defensive set sequence here to see if they can get a stop here against Alcona.
Clock running, coming up on the 42nd mark in the third quarter, and obviously the Tigers in no hurry to run plays right now.
Nor should they be.
They'll get this one off if everything stays in bounds. Probably be the last play of our third quarter. Snap. Summers hands it off up the middle, wide open hole again for Hayden Johnson, and he's tackled at the 37-yard line.
Ooh. Oh!
And now there's some pushing and shoving on the sideline. Flags come from everywhere.
Alcona started it. I want to put that. He pushed him first. And now, will that be called, or will they both get called? That's usually the second guy is the one that gets caught.
Well, the guy that had the ball that time on that run was Jesse Sheldon, and when he went out of bounds, he's the one that started that. When he went out of bounds, he's the one that threw the first shove over there. So
now, if they only called on Jesse, that's a big play because it's after the play, which means the down counts and they move back. So we'll see what they're going to call here, if it's offsetting or just on Jesse.
Yep. Referees get together and calling the other official out just to double check with him and talk to him.
And they're walking back, so I think they heard what's happening.
Yep.
That's weird, we can hear him. Usually you can't.
Dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct on number 33, Jesse Sheldon. And they're going to back up
the
Tigers.
Right,
and that was the right
that
call
the
on
right
that play.
Because it was a clean hit. There was no dirty hit there. It was a good hit. He went to the ground hard, but he got up and he pushed him. And there was, you know, from what we saw, there was no instigation by a Whittemore player.
No, not at all.
So
it was a good, clean tackle right at the sideline.
That was the right call.
And too many times officials will take the easy way out and call the unsportsmanlike both ways. Everything offsets and we continue on. But that was the correct play. Mm-hmm. So now it's going to be third down and 24, I believe. Tigers now. In shotgun, man in motion. Snap comes to Summers. Quick pop pass along the side. And that time, that was Summers that was actually trying to catch the ball, and it was thrown to him by Jesse Sheldon. So unsuccessful, incomplete pass. Fourth down now and 24. And if you're the Alcona Tigers, you're probably thinking about maybe putting a punt up here. I mean, they're back on their own 23.
I don't know why you would. I mean, how many 24-yard plays are you like, oh, I know this will work? You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be a punt, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's what's going to be. It's just going to be punt out of a shotgun formation, and it is.
Oh,
and a good rocket punt that goes all the way down, and Alcona will touch it at the 37-yard line. As, you know, that's one of those things that's kind of a pet peeve of mine, but I don't like that Whittemore didn't put a guy back on that, because on a punt like that was kind of a line drive.
Yeah, it was.
If he could have been in the right spot to recover that, he could have got 15, 20, 25 yards in return yardage there.
Yeah, that, and you're absolutely right, especially when you're down 16 points.
Right, but they just let it hit. They're still going to have good field position. Seven seconds left in our third quarter, and we'll take a break after that and hopefully bring you up to date on some out-of-town scores. Varner Parent in the backfield, slot back off to the right-hand side, both hands up. Snap comes to Varner this time, cuts it up, gets a good first down run, picks up about 6 yards, and some late pushing and shoving again in the pile down there, but nice 6-yard gain on first down for Varner.
Yeah, that was a nice fighting round. Nice fighting for those yards, too. It seemed like the pile was up for about a good solid 5 to 8 seconds there. They didn't call the whistle for a long while on that run.
And looks like they've taken a timeout. But no, I'm sorry, that's the end of the third quarter.
Really?
So we'll take a quick break here. We'll be right back in 30 after this on 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports.
WQLB, Ottawa City, Michigan, and WKJZ, Hillmont, Alpena.
Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson, we're so glad that you decided to spend your Friday evening with us. Here bringing you high school football, 38-20, Cardinals down to the Tigers right now. The visiting Alcona Tigers on top by that score. And on the out-of-town hockey scoreboard, Brian, the Red Wings up top, 2-0 on the Blackhawks in the first period.
Well, that's a pleasant thing to hear. I like that.
Yeah. So the Cardinals keep the ball. Good run again on second down by Dylan Parent as he'll move the chains and get the ball down into Tiger territory, which is something that the Cardinals desperately need points in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's do or die. We got 12 minutes of football. You need to score three times, one way or the other. So you got to score, stop, score, stop, score. And that's going to take probably every amount of time you got. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see how they respond. This is the last quarter. This is the last quarter of your career in high school football for every senior on this field in front of us. So leave it all out there, guys. Leave your heart, leave your sweat, leave your blood, leave your tears. This is the last one.
Barner and Parent, snap comes straight back. Parent rushes straight ahead. And again, good first down play, picked up about four, and that brings up second and real manageable. Just so you know, Dylan Larkin and Suter got the goals for the Red Wings.
Good job, Suter.
Yeah, against his old team.
And, of course, the Cap.
Yeah. Padres Phillies tied at one in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Right. Let's go,
San
Diego.
The NLCS championship game three. And the Pistons are getting worked right now,
yeah.
So we're not going to talk about that. Yeah. They're down 22 right now in the third. And we're at 38-20 here in the third quarter. Tigers on top of the Cardinals. High snap. Brought down by Varner, tries to get to the right-hand side, fumbles it, puts it on the ground, recovered by the Alcona Tigers. The man in the right place at the right time was number 53 again, Logan Zukowski. And I tell you what, he gets the Madden Defensive Specialist of the Game Award tonight.
Yeah, it's been a great performance by a lot of different Alcona Tigers as well, not just him. And we do have an update from Noscota. It is in overtime.
Overtime on the war on the shore. Well, that's good. That's
Brad
the way that game
be,
should be.
Brad has to be ecstatic. I'm sure
yeah.
he is.
He thought he was going to be off listening to our game, and he's got to work a little overtime, and we'll probably get done about the same time now.
Yeah, at
so.
That point, yeah.
Alcona now. Garrett Summers in shotgun. Takes it. Runs straight ahead out of the shotgun. Big hole. Secondary. 40. 30. 20. No one to beat. Now he's all the way down the sideline. Garrett Summers. 60-yard scamper for the Alcona Tigers. And just like that, that's going to put it out of reach here,
yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, I feel like that's the end, my friend. Just another, what he's done all day. He's run to the edge. He's been fast. He's been agile. But his eyes have been working downfield the entire time. He realizes where he needs to go, what moves he needs to make. And it goes all the way to the end zone this time. And I think that'll be it. I think that'll be it for the result of this, you know, the end result of this game. Obviously, it's not over yet. More things might happen, but.
So 44-20, Summers will try to get in here for the two-point conversion. He's got Sheldon in the backfield. Snap, looks into the end zone, and just throws it right into the back of a helmet
yeah.
of one of his offensive linemen. So no two-point conversion. Moves the score to 44-20. We'll take a quick timeout, and we'll be back at the kickoff after this on 103.3. Your power station for sports, it's FM. Hard low kickoff that the Cardinals touched and had to go back for all the way to their 10, and they'll work the ball out to about the 20-yard line before met by three or four Alcona Tigers, and they'll start in their own zone this time, first and 10 at the 20-yard line. So not great field position here for them, Brian, and the Cardinals just now need to, let everybody get in the game. Let the seniors get in a few more plays, and They just need to grind this out. That's what I would call it, grind it out. I know that Coach Murphy isn't going to let anybody quit on them, so they're going to still keep grinding.
Yeah, it's they've had their opportunities, but Elkhorn's just been better.
Parent and Viner in the backfield. Parent cuts to the outside, picks up maybe one. And once again, good, tough Elkhorn Tiger defense led by number 21, Jeremy Bullis, and by number 53, Logan Zukowski.
Yeah, and another score update. Algray was trailing 16-14. They are now up 28-16 after three.
28-16,
so the Wolverines are
setting
them up for the championship.
There
back
you
to
go.
Back.
Good for the Augrey Wolverines. And we're going to take a timeout because so are the Cardinals. You can't sleep with the timeouts. You might as well use them. We'll be right back on 103.3, your power station. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you here, mopping this one up. From Whittemore Prescott Stadium, the Tigers up top 44-20 here. Fourth quarter underway, 9:46 left. And we will find out a lot of things about where we're going to be next week and what's going on this Sunday night on the drawing. And can't wait for that. Can't wait to find out where we're going to be next week. Quick snap. Parent turns it up the middle, gets to the outside, and picks up some well-needed yards and brought down just short of the flag, but real nice run. Going to bring up third down and two.
Yeah, it was a nice run there on second down. But lots of work needed here. Lots of work needed for the Cardinals. Keep that clock stopped as much as you can, obviously, would be the game plan, you know. And
Eli Murphy brings a play in from the sideline.
I wonder why the clock was stopped, because it was stopped, now it's not. Interesting.
Cardinals. Two quarterback backfield again. Both of their hands up. Snap. Coming this way, trying to get to the edge, and wasn't quite quick enough to get around the edge that time. As Sammy Varner runs out of bounds right at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, the pursuit by the Tigers has been great all day.
And that's going to bring up fourth and two. And this is a big stop here for the Tigers because they can pretty much start running the clock now if the Tigers get the ball back and really taking their time, forcing the Cardinals to take their last time out. So the Cardinals need to keep this ball rolling here right now and pick up this two-yard conversion on fourth down. Snap comes to Parent. Parent rolls to his right, then cuts back upfield. Nice move. Picks up the first down, and a little extra gets out to the 36-yard line. So, no quitting the Cardinals tonight, Brian.
No. And you shouldn't. It's senior night. It's your last one. Fight till the down's over, till the game's over. Excuse me. Fight for every inch. You know, like I said, leave it all on the field. You're not coming back.
Outstanding performance tonight, though, by the Elkhorn Tigers. Outstanding season for the Elkhorn Tigers.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because this team could have done something in the playoffs, I feel. Just, you know, I've only seen them once. But, you know, in the eight-man, you know, we've seen a lot of eight-man last year. And in the playoffs we saw a lot. And I feel like this team, you know, could have done something. And, you know, but next year I'll expect them to be right in the thick of it just as well. Their quarterback's only going to get better.
Snap that time on first down. Sammy Viner kind of got trapped in the backfield and then tried to cut it back up the middle. Really no gain. And the clock will continue to move here as the Tigers with a nice stop, bringing up second down and 10.
A dramatic update. 12-6 Braves. The Owls have their opportunity now on offense. If I do recall, you can correct me if I'm wrong, please, that it's kind of college rules, right, in high school where they get the ball on the 25 or whatever and they go until the score's not tied?
Right.
All right.
So Braves move up on top in the war on the shore, and that's a big score for a lot of people, I can tell you that.
There's a
Viner and shotgun now, second and 10. Takes it, drops back to throw. Pressure, rolls back the other way, now tries to find a hole, cuts it back, and gets a little bit of move and a little bit of momentum. Picked up about three, going to bring up third down and seven now. And this is a must-have third down conversion here. Coming up for the Cardinals.
Yeah, and great pursuit there by the defense. The defender back that tackled him, he was chasing him in the backfield, got broke, but he come back and make the tackle anyway and up the field. So you love to see the pursuit, love to see not quitting on either side here.
Eli Murphy brings the play in. Cardinals break huddle. One slot back over to the right-hand side this time. Two quarterbacks in the backfield, both hands up. Snap comes to Viner. Viner throws it out to Broughton. Dylan Broughton with a catch. And good run after catch to move the chains, too. So that's going to be enough for a first down for the Cardinals. And they'll keep this drive rolling with 6:46 left.
Yeah, nice moves there to get that get the line to gain there. That was very important there for him to get there. And he did. So we'll keep it going. Cardinals fighting to get back on the scoreboard, get closer.
Yeah. I just like the no quit in them. This
oh,
is Great, you know. Coach Joe Murphy's installed that all year. They had some rough games. They had some rough starts. But no quit in them. 6:28, clock moving, down 44-20. Cardinals first and 10, just on their side of midfield. High snap. Parent brings it down, tries it up the middle, and he'll pick up three, maybe two, maybe three on first down. And it'll be second down now.
Yeah, just the same running. They're just doing their bread and butter, not changing up much. They did have that one.
Another face mask, Brian.
Really? Oh, yep. I didn't see the flag. I'm sorry. Yep.
Another face mask on the Alcona
first down,
Tigers.
Then. Yeah, that's going to be first down.
Nope. Just a five-yard inadvertent face mask.
Oh, it's weird that because that hasn't existed in the NFL for so long. I don't even think about that anymore.
Right. So it'll bring up second and short, though. Very manageable here with 6:15 left in the fourth.
Ooh, they just announced half-off hot dogs.
Half-off hot dogs in the concession stand. Good night, everybody. We'll see you later. Brian and I are headed to the concession stand.
Yeah.
6 minutes and 15 seconds left now. Our first time seeing two wideouts, and now there's a discussion between the officials. I don't know if that ball got spotted correctly. They're going to go.
It looks about right.
Pick
right?
that ball up.
I think.
Pointing over to the sidelines here.
Now it's first down? What? Wait.
I think it's still an automatic first down, even though it was an inadvertent face mask.
Well, the chains are wrong one.
Yeah, the chains are definitely wrong if it's first down. There's a snap. Comes to Viner. He's got the whole side down to the 40, down to the 37. Before being tackled and driven down, nice run by Sammy Varner.
Well, I'm not sure what the chains are supposed to be, but they're moving them, so we'll find out here in a minute with you guys. I do have a confirmation. Oscoda has scored, so it is tied pending the two-point conversion.
So 12-12 looking at a two-point conversion, so that's going to be huge, two-point conversion, right?
That's the game. Or we go to part two.
Or they do it again, right?
Yeah, or we do it one more time.
Well, you got to think Oscoda is going to get in.
Well, for a game that was 6-6 in regulation, I don't think I'm going to assume anything when it comes to the offense.
Although, if you look at the score, nobody's got in that game for a two-point conversion.
That's true, yeah, 6-6 and 6-6, so you're
yep,
right.
And then 12-6 and nothing.
Well, we'll
Cardinals
see.
In shotgun, first and 2-10, fresh set of downs. Quick jet sweep to Broughton, nowhere to go, cuts it back the other way, and he puts the ball on the ground, and he will get on his own fumble. As it's right down there, and the officials right in there with it as well. And that's going to be a big loss there for the Cardinals. Loss of about 8 yards. Going to bring up second down and really long. Second down and close to 20.
Yeah, that was a good defensive pursuit there. Kind of whips them around, which caused the fumble there to go on the ground. But good job to get jump on it to keep the drive alive for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Dylan Broughton. Jumped on his own loose ball. We're under five now here at Whittemore Prescott Stadium as we wind this one down, 44-20. Visiting Tigers on top, their final game of the season. No playoffs due to the size of the enrollment here for the Tigers this season, but an outstanding season. Going to finish up at 7-2, and heck of a season for Elkhona and Jason Summers.
Yeah, it's a great season to be proud of it. The seniors can walk away at least a little happy. I know they're not going to be able to go to postseason, but.
Well, I wanted to say it one time, but they took a timeout, and because Varner was in shotgun with four wideouts. I haven't said that all night tonight.
Absolutely.
We'll take quick 30 here on 103.3 Hits FM. We'll be right back after this. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson back with you. It's 44-20 here in favor of the Tigers, but over in Oscoda, they are going to double overtime.
Double overtime.
12-12 as both teams have scored in overtime. Neither team made the two-point conversion. What a game for those kids. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good football. That's good stuff there.
Oscoda's rocking right now. That stadium has got to have a great atmosphere.
Broughton comes in motion. Varner pumps one over the middle, wide open, but he overthrew him as his favorite receiver was down there. And that was Dylan Parent, and he just threw it over his head a little bit long.
Yeah, I don't think Parent even saw it. He was looking around like, where's it at? But it was a good throw. It just was a little off target. Parent wasn't quite paying attention, but we'll continue this drive, and I'm glad you're here with us tonight.
Absolutely. Shout out to Father Box and the whole gang out at Red Hawk Golf Club for listening in tonight. We appreciate you.
Yes. And anyone else who decided to hang out with us today.
Yeah, and everybody else back in Elkhona and here right in Whittemore.
Yeah, that's not here.
All the shut-ins and all the people that couldn't make it out to the game.
Right.
Eli Murphy brings a play in from the sideline. And once again, the officials get involved and hold this up, trying to see why.
Interesting. When you know,
possibly too many men in the huddle for White.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Although there's only 7 on the field right now, and the guy that walked off, so that's 8. So I don't know what the status is.
Yeah, I count 7,
is.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
know
I'm
what's
live,
going
yeah,
on. It's almost like the officials held the game up there for a substitution for the Tigers. Okay, shotgun. Broughton in motion. Varner rolls to his right, looking to throw. Big pursuit, puts it on the ground again. And once again, another fumble. Fumbled by the Cardinals and picked up by the Cardinals as the man that was on scene that time was big number 70 for Whittemore Prescott, that senior Zach Kalea, and that's the first time he's had his name called tonight, and good for Zach.
Absolutely, and it comes back to the good discipline. They're not falling for the fakes. They're following the ball. They're not letting him break contain, and it's the second time that they've put the ball on the ground, and now it's fourth and forever.
Yeah, they're in a little bit of a spot here, fourth and close to 30.
I believe this is the Hail Mary play. Throw it up and pray.
I might get to say it this time. Okay, here we go. Varner and shotgun, 3 wideouts this time, single setback in the backfield with them.
Probably to block.
Highly unusual set for the Cardinals. Varner gets a snap, looks downfield, a lot of pressure, got a roll to the right. He's going to keep it down a sideline, 40, 45, cuts it back to the 50. 45 the other way, still grinding his feet, moving him, and picks up yardage all the way down to the 43. What an individual effort
yeah,
that time.
Absolutely.
By Sammy Viner.
That was all heart. He wanted it. Good penetration by the defense there to force him out of the pocket. Almost immediately, they kept the guy back to block. Didn't really work out very well, but you know you got to admire the effort he put trying to get something out of nothing. And now with 3:05 left, you think this is probably run the clock down time.
Absolutely. Sammy Viner, what a great individual effort that was.
And at this point, I think we're going to listen to the end of the Oscoda game, I think, maybe.
Garrett Summers takes a snap, hams it off right up the middle to number 32, Hayden Johnson. And Hayden Johnson works himself all the way deep into the secondary of the Cardinals before being steamrolled finally. But he'll pick up 20 yards on first down all the way down to the 37-yard line.
Well, you don't stop the clock as much when you get first downs, but.
Yeah, clock rolling again, 2:52. And
I mean, there shouldn't be any hurry.
Tigers in no hurry to run a play here.
I hope not. I would hope they're not in a hurry.
Logan Urban in the game. Split out to this side. And now we are going to get a timeout. Wow. It's going to be taken by the Tigers. So we'll take a quick one with you right here on 103.3, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson. So TD for the Owls now at home against the Braves in double overtime. And the two-point will be done after the timeout, so we'll see if they get in. The Owls do get the touchdown again, though. And here we have Alcona, first and 10 on the 37. Quick handoff up the middle, and that goes to Logan Urban. And Logan Urban gets into the secondary, and he'll pick himself up and have his name on the radio tonight. He picks up 9 on first down for the...
Another out of time scoreboard, 36-24, Augray up 12 with 7 minutes to go. So that game is getting a little close as well. So we've had a lot of good games here today in our area.
Absolutely. I have not got a final yet on the Gladwin-Standish game.
We haven't got an update since the first update forever ago, it seems, at this point.
1:55 in the clock moving. Summers keeps it himself this time around the right side. Plenty of room to run. He's going to get in for another touchdown because nobody's going to catch him. And Garrett Summers piling on some late points here, 1:43.
Wow, Garrett Summers has been so good.
Yeah, left in the game, and that's going to put them up top 50-20.
Now, I wish I'd tell you guys something different, but it's basically the same thing. They fake the handoff. He looks upfield. He's so fast, and he just outruns everybody.
Yeah.
It's as simple as it's been.
Well, he's got a 30, a 60, and a 30-yard run all in this half, Summers does. So well over 100 yards, 120 yards just in this half. I'm sure if we check our live scoring, he's got quite a bit of yards. No good on the two-point conversion for the Owls. So once again, they're up 6. Talbot will get another crack at it. In motion, Summers drops back to throw into the end zone. In and out of the hands of his receiver on the two-point conversion. So with 1:43 to go, our score, 50 for the Tigers, 20 for the Cardinals. Take one last break, and we'll be back to finish this one up on 103.3, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Brian Catfish Johnson. So after all night of seeing kickoffs that went 15 yards, 20 yards, we just saw the Alcona Tiger kicker pounded into the end zone for a touchback.
That was a very nice kick. Excuse me. So Oscoda did get that touchdown, but they did not get the two-point conversion, so Tawas has the opportunity to match and or win in their next possession.
So we'll get one last look at the Cardinal offense with 1:43 left in this game. In shotgun, rolls to the right, trying to follow his lead blocker, Parent, and the Tigers show up at the 20-yard line, and he'll have a pickup of about 3 yards maybe on first down.
Yeah, with the 90 seconds left here, doesn't appear they're going to be hurrying, so we probably are going to reach our last drive, I would think, here.
Yeah, you probably see two plays left. The home Cardinals are in a big hurry to, you know what I mean? I mean, they know this one's over. Nobody gets hurt. The seniors get a last play or two, last touch. Parent in the backfield with Viner. Snap comes to Parent. Rolls right, gets into the secondary, picks up good yardage, and was tough to bring down. Just shy of the flag, it looks like, just shy of the marker. So second down, nice pickup of 9, going to bring up 3rd and about 1.
Yeah, I'd like to see him break one play, just break one nice one to end the game. You know, it would be kind of cool, but we approach 35 seconds here, 3rd down. This will most likely be the last play of Whittemore and Alcona season. 50-20 Alcona over the Cardinals of Whittemore currently.
3rd and 1, Cardinals break the huddle here on what could be the last play of our game. Viner and shotgun, goes to Parent, though, cuts it back up the middle. Plenty for the first down, and then gang tackled, just like most of the night, by most of the Alcona front line.
Right.
Bunch of new players in, getting some playing time here at the end of the game for Alcona. Clock gets down to 11. The referee will wind it after they move the chains.
And that'll be it.
And that's going to be it as the handshakes start and the applause from the sideline over on the Alcona Tiger sideline. And our final score here at Whittemore Prescott, 50 for the visiting Alcona Tigers and 20 for the home Cardinals of Whittemore Prescott. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back to wrap this one up for you on 103.3, your power station for sports.